Today, we continue in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim with lesson number 29, continuing in the 8th Perek with the 6th and 7th Mishnayos. For Mishnah 6, Mishnah Vov, and Perek Ches, a bit of an introduction is necessary. Because whereas we have been learning all along mainly about a klicheres which becomes tome mitocho if a tumah like a sheretz is in the tanur, inside the tanur, but does not become tome migabo from the outer surface of the vessel. We have not looked carefully at the halachos of tumas meis, the halachos which apply if there is a corpse or part of a corpse inside a vessel or inside a structure, a house, a tent. In Parshas Chukas, the beginning of which deals with the entire subject of Pora Aduma and fleshes out in detail the halachos of the Tumah of Tumas Hameis. And there the Pasuk says, Odom ki yomus ba'ohel, etc. V'chol kalei fosuach asher ein tzomid posil olov tomehu. If there is a body inside an ohel, inside a tent or a house, then any open vessel which does not have a lid tightly affixed to the top of it, is not closed off with a lid on top, becomes tome. This is the subject of discussion in the Gemara Maseches Chulin Daf Chof Hei, and there the Gemara understands that the Pasuk is referring to a klicheres. That a klicheres is not mekabel tumah migabo, but only mitocho. Other kelim, non-klicheres, become tome migabo. So if you have a metal vessel in a ohel hameis, the vessel becomes tome whether it has a tzomid posil olav or not, whether it has a lid or not, because it's becomes tome from the outer surface, which is under an ohel in which there is a mace. Therefore, the Chazal understand that the Pasuk refers to a klicheres, which if it was open without a tzamid pasil, without a lid on top of it, then it would be mekabel tuma, because the avir of the ohel hamace is descends, so to speak, right into the open vessel. If there is a tzamid posil on the vessel, then the vessel is sealed off, and the tumah, so to speak, cannot penetrate into the vessel. By the way, the halacha is that if there is tumas hameis in the house, then that tumas hameis cannot penetrate into a vessel in which there is food. So if you have a klicheres with its amid posil olav containing food and drink, even if it's in the yoel hameis, it does not become tome. However, if there is, for example, part of a mace in a klicheres with a tzamid posil olav, or for that matter, if there is a sheretz in a klicheres with a tzamid posil olav, then the tzamid posil does not contain the tumah from spreading out. So that if, for example, there's a section of a corpse in a vessel which is closed, and it's in an ohel, the entire ohel becomes tameh. Because the tzamid pasil prevents tumah from penetrating into the vessel, but does not contain tumah from spreading out of the vessel. in the cases that we've been learning, if you have a kli cheres inside a tanur, totally inside the tanur, and in that kli cheres sealed off with a tzamid pasil is a sheretz, the whole tanur is tomei. Because a tzamid pasil only is matzil, only protects that which is tohor in the kli cheres from becoming tomei. But it does not prevent the tumah, which is in the kli cheres, even with a tzamid pasil on it, from exiting the kli cheres and spreading the tumah, so to speak, to the entire tanur. Our Mishnah, Mishnah Vav, deals with the halachos of tzamid pasil. And the Mishnah says, Beis Sa'or. A Beis Sa'or is a small box-shaped vessel in which you keep Sa'or, yeast. Interestingly enough, this Beis Sa'or usually has a Tzamid Pasil on top of it. So suppose you have a Beis Sa'or, a box containing yeast, Mukaf Tzamid Pasil, surrounded, covered with a lid, tightly covered, v'nosum l'toch ha-tanur, and it's placed inside a tanur. The Beis Sa'or is made of cheres, the tanur is made of cheres. Now, this Beis Sa'or with yeast in it has two compartments. It's divided in half by a mechitza, and the mechitza is called a keretz. So suppose you have now a Beis Sa'or, which is divided into set totally into two compartments, with a mechitza between them, extending from the floor of the Beis Sa'or up until the roof or the tzamid pasil of the Beis Sa'or. So the Sa'or and the sheretz are as if they are in two separate vessels, even though from the outside it's one, looks like one vessel. So ha-sa'or v'ha-sheretz b'socho, if there's a sa'or in the Beis Sa'or, in one compartment of the Beis Sa'or, and there is a sheretz inside the other compartment of the Beis Sa'or, v'ha-keretz bintayim, but the sheretz and the sa'or in the Beis Sa'or are separated by this mechitza called a keretz. Ha-tanur tome, the tanur contains a sheretz. Inside this Beis Sa'or is a sheretz. So therefore, in the avir ha-tanur, there is a sheretz. There's no such thing here as toch tocho, because remember that the halacha of toch tocho, which exempts the tumah from spreading out to the tanur, is only if the inner vessel, the toch ha-toch, is protruding somewhat from the vessel, from the tanur itself. But here, the entire beisor is, as the Mishnah says, v'nosun l'toch ha-tanur. So the sheretz, therefore, is inside the tanur, is inside the beisor, which is inside the tanur, and the whole tanur is tomei. But v'hasor tohor, because the compartment of the beisor in which the sor is contained is covered with its tzamid pasil, and it's completely concealed and contained within that compartment of the beisor, by the walls of the beisor and the keretz mechitza, which separates it from the sheretz. The Mishnah continues, v'im hayo kizayis min hameis, if inside this beisor there was a kizayis of a corpse, hatanur v'habayis tome, the oven is tome because there's a mace inside of it. The bias is tomei, because in this bias there is the container of a mace. Tzamid pasil does not help to insulate the tanur and the bias from the tumah of the mace inside this beis sa'or, which has a tzamid pasil. But the ha-sa'or tahor, the sa'or remains tahor, because the sa'or is contained in a totally enclosed vessel. And the tzamid pasil is matzil on the whatever is inside the beisor, the sa'or, from becoming tomei. However, suppose this keretz, this mechitza, is not a solid mechitza, but rather there's a hole in it, which is the size of posayach tefach, meaning there is a hole in it which is a square tefach, a tefach by a tefach, tefach wide, a tefach high. Then, im yesham posayach tefach, hakol tome. The se'or also becomes tome, because a pirza, a breach in a wall, which is the size of a tefach on the tefach, conducts the tumah from one place to another. It's mevi es ha-tumah. So the tumah of the mace, which is one compartment of the beis or, now that there's a breach the size of a tefach of tefach in the keretz, in the wall separating the mace from the se'or, the se'or too becomes tomeh. This is Mishneh Vov. Mishneh Zayin continues with a different halacha. In the Tanur, on the walls of the Tanur, again, there are various approaches to this Mishnah. We will follow the approach of the Rash, Rabbeinu Shimshon, the classical Rishon, with a commentary on Mishnayos, Mishnayos Taharas. In the wall of a Tanur, of a Kli Cheres Tanur, in the wall there is a hole. Presumably that hole is for the smoke to leave the tanur. There are those who understand that this is more than just a hole, but rather it's a pipe, kind of a chimney, which protrudes out of the tanur. But following the way the Rash and many of the Mefarshei HaMishnayos understand it, we are speaking here of a hole in the tanur which permits smoke to leave the tanur, and which is called the ayin, the eye of the tanur, because from the outside it looks like an eye. So hasher et shenimtso ba'ayin shel tanur, suppose in this hole, in the tanur, the hole in the wall of the tanur, shaped like a circle, and looking like an eye, there was a sheretz lying there. Or ba'ayin shel kira, or in not a tanur, which we know is an oven, we've described what that looked like, but rather a kira, which is used to cook on its surface, to cook two kederos, or ba'ayin shel kupach, if it's in the eye of a kupach, which is an even smaller type of stove, upon which only one kedera can be cooked upon its surface. So, if the sheretz is to be found somewhere on the floor of this ayin, min hasofa ha-panimis, from the inner lip of the ayin, which is the lip directly next to the inside of the tanur, vilachutz, and to the outside, meaning the outside border of this ayin, so the sheretz is sitting in this ayin, tohor. So the tanur, or the kira of the kupach, as the case may be, are tohor, because this ayin is not considered the toch of the tanur. The reason being that when the tanur is heated up so that the heat not escaped, this ayin is shut. There's a door in the inner surface of the ayin which shuts it off. So now when it's shut off and the tanur is being heated, the entire ayin is outside the airspace of the tanur. So therefore, this ayin is not considered the chalal, the airspace of the tanur. It's a chalal b'fnei atzmo. It's an airspace in its own right. And the sheretz which is found there, the tumah of that sheretz, does not penetrate back into the tanur, even though it's an open space at this time between the ayin and the tanur. V'im hoya bo'avir, suppose this tanur is not in an ohel hames, which would present other difficulties which the Mishnah does not want to get into. But imagine this tanur is totally outdoors. There's no ceiling above it. It's not in a tent or in a house. V'im hoya bo'avir, in other words, it's under the sky, under the heavens. It's not, no roof above it. Afilu kizayis min hameis, even if you find in this ayin of the tanur a kizayis min hameis tohor, the tanur remains tohor, because the tumas hameis does not penetrate from the hole, meaning the ayin, into the tanur. The presumption here is that this eye itself, this ayin, the opening from the ayin into the tanur, is not a tefach al tefach. It's not a tefach squared. So now, there's no problem here with this tumas mace being under the same ohel, a mace in the ayin and the tanur, because we're not under an ohel. We're avir ha'olam. We're out in the open spaces. So therefore, the tanur remains tohor. However, v'im yesham poseach tefach, if there's a mace in the ayin, and the hole between the ayin and the tanur is a poseach tefach, it is a tefach square, then hakol tomei, the ayin is tomei, and the tanur is tomei, because the opening of a tefach on a tefach brings the tumah into the halal hatanur, into the airspace of the tanur. And so we have finished Mishneh Zayin, and in the process completed lesson number 29.